Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com. You know what? A lot of video games are bad. I think that's a pretty fair statement to make. There's a wealth of video game content being released every single week, whether it be brand new games, DLC for existing titles, or just free updates for new content, and the law of averages means that some of this content has to be bad, even with the best of the best sometimes making the odd misstep. However, there is a huge difference between this and a game that was still published even though the developer knew that it wasn't finished. We've covered this list before and now I'm back with some more, so let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 more video games clearly released unfinished. Number 10, Balan Wonderworld. If you travel back in time to 2010 and showed somebody a gameplay clip from Balan Wonderworld, they'd probably wonder why this 5-year-old game they'd never heard of had such terrible graphics. It's important to stress that not only was this game released in 2021, but actually runs on Unreal 4. That is the same engine that was used to make Final Fantasy VII Remake, Returnal, and Days Bloody Gone. To add further insult to injury, the game is poorly optimized on certain systems. The frame rate on the Switch port, for example, averages out between somewhere like 20 to 15 frames per second. There are also multiple platforming sections that can be completely skipped because the developers simply forgot to add collision to certain areas, allowing you to bypass puzzles and entire segments of the game. At what point is a bug no longer a bug and instead just lazy programming? Most assuming is that the demo for the game, which was released 2 months before the game actually came out, featured all of the same problems, which means that Square Enix considered the game too broken to even bother fixing, but apparently not broken enough that they wouldn't sell it to you for a full price on release. Number 9, WWE 2K20. If you're not a fan of WWE, you've likely still heard about the debacle that is WWE 2K20. Bugs, terrible loading times, bugs, broken online, bugs, a terrible My Career mode, and also, I don't know if anyone has mentioned this yet, but yes, there were quite a few bugs. Of all of the problems present in the game, the most insulting has to be that its roster is smaller than the previous entry into the franchise. Many have theorized that the issues with this game were the result of long-time WWE developer Yuke's leaving the franchise following the release of WWE 2K19. It's been implied that their split was not mutual, which makes the fall of WWE 2K20 all the more stupid. Yuke's have been making wrestling games since 1995, but 2K decided to hand the keys to the game over to the less experienced studio Visual Concepts. Hopefully, 2K's next wrestling game will be a marked improvement, but considering that 2K Battlegrounds also came out in the interim and sucked as well, I'm not holding out much hope. Number 8, Fallout 76. Nowadays, modern Fallout games aren't exactly lauded for their stability upon release. Love them or hate them, it's fair to say that even the best new Fallout games have some sort of release it now, patch it later mentality. With this in mind, it's funny to think that for many people, Fallout 76 was the straw that broke the camel's back. Gamers had come to accept that day one Bethesda games come with a wealth of bugs, yet Fallout 76's problems were so vast that even they had to draw the line. Bugs aside, the game also had incredible features such as insultingly long loading times, crippling server issues, lazy asset flips from Fallout 4, and terribly unbalanced multiplayer. To make matters worse, some of the exact same bugs were present in previous games. Do you know what did work out great though? The Atomic Store, the microtransaction store that was filled with overpriced knickknacks. Strange how that was working day one, wasn't it? Bethesda didn't just have the gall to charge you full price for the game and also have you pay monthly to play it, but they also offered you the chance to pay for special skins, some of which were lazy ports of items from previous titles. God, what were they thinking, eh? Number 7. eFootball 2022. eFootball 2022, the latest entry in the eFootball franchise, formerly known as Pro Evolution Soccer, garnered a lot of negative attention following its recent release. Players took umbrage with its awful graphics, likening them to a PS2-era title. Horrible physics engine, incredibly repetitive commentary, and the somewhat embarrassing fact that only 9 teams are currently available at launch. The funny thing is that eFootball 2022 is actually a free-to-play game. But this did little to stop the mountain of poor reviews from pouring in. It certainly has the prestigious honor of being the worst reviewed game of all time on Steam, with a staggering 92% of its reviews being negative. For many players, though, the main sticking point is the player models themselves. A lot of the players, like world-famous football players Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi, look like they were modeled by somebody who saw a grainy, Bigfoot-quality picture of them and then decided to do the rest from memory. It's also worth mentioning that all of the people in the crowd look like Max Payne's original face on the PlayStation 2. Number 6. Street Fighter V. To say that Street Fighter V had a less than warm reception upon its release back in 2016 would be a bit of an understatement. Firstly, the game launched without a story mode. We all know that people play through the story mode of a fighting game at least once and then never really touch it again, but it's still kind of a joke that a $60 game came and went without one. Granted, it did launch with a sort of individual style story mode, but it just had comic book cutscenes and little else of substance. It also had an extremely bare bones training mode, no challenge modes, no player versus computer versus modes, and to top it off, the online mode was awful at launch. Incredibly bad frame delay, constant disconnects, and no system in place to punish rage quitters meant that playing online at launch was an extremely aggravating experience. Whilst it's fair to say Capcom has done their best to rectify these problems since the game's launch, it doesn't really excuse the fact that they charged full price for the game when it first came out, especially when Capcom themselves admitted the game was rushed. Number 5. Aliens Colonial Marines. Look, we all know developing a game is no easy task. Even the most forgettable AAA titles still have development cycles of up to 2 years, and are made by teams consisting of God knows how many dozens of people. So when you hear that Aliens Colonial Marines took roughly 12 years to develop, you have to wonder, what exactly were they spending all that time doing? Gearbox Software, developers of another little title called Duke Nukem Forever that nearly made its way onto the list itself, released Aliens Colonial Marines in an embarrassingly incomplete state back in 2013. Missing textures, God knows how many bugs, terribly programmed AI, and just straight up rubbish wonky gunplay. But even more embarrassing than that is back in 2017, a modder discovered that the problems with the Xenomorph AI were actually the result of a spelling error in the game's code. It didn't help that Gearbox showed off a demo for the game not too long before its release that looked so much better than the final product that we ended up getting, which actually led to a class action lawsuit being filed against both Gearbox and Sega. To be honest, it was pretty well deserved. Number 4. Sonic 06 and Rise of Lyric. In terms of this list, there's no lower hanging fruit than Sonic 06. Unfortunately, we haven't got the 5 or 6 hours spare to list every issue present in that title, but they do include frame rate issues, terrible camera control, awful physics, insultingly bad writing, and just an incredible wealth of bugs. Of course, the Sonic series is no stranger to buggy rushed games, so choosing one specific entry for this list was no easy task. And whilst Sonic 06 is the godfather of terrible Sonic titles, Sonic Boom Rise of Lyric tried to steal its spotlight. In terms of what was actually wrong with the game, and stop me if you've heard this one before, it had frame rate issues, terrible camera controls, bad writing, and hey, guess what? So many goddamn bugs. Shout out to Sonic Team for their dedication in releasing so many unfinished, rushed games that include, but are not limited to, Sonic the Hedgehog 4, Sonic Free Riders, Sonic the Hedgehog Genesis, and Sonic Chronicles The Dark Brotherhood. Gosh, sounds like a future list in and of itself, right? Number 3. 007 Legends. A lot of games in this list have caused irreparable damage to the companies that developed them, injuring both their reputations and financial stability. 007 Legends decided to take things a little bit further, though, resulting in developer Eurocom permanently closing their doors just a month after it was released. Frame rate issues, bad AI, assets recycled from GoldenEye 007 Reloaded, awful character models, and, quite possibly the most egregious insult, boss fights that are literally just QTEs, meant that this game was an utter stinker. Now, there is a chance the game could have been good, but publisher Activision rushed developer Eurocom to get it to a playable state just so they could release it a week before Skyfall hit cinemas. So, to summarize, the game is unfinished, it got awful reviews, and caused the developer to shut down. But on the plus side, it was nominated for the Outstanding Achievement in Video Game Writing by the Writers Guild of America. What? Silver linings, I guess. Number 2. Warcraft 3 Reforged. I don't want this game, get it out of my game. Oh wait, I can't because it has now overwritten the actual good version. Cheers, Blizzard, you dicks. And number one, Cyberpunk 2077. Now here's an entry that nobody could have possibly seen coming. I mean, what, you thought we were going to go this entire list without having to hear about Cyberpunk 2077? No other title on this list had the incredible levels of hype behind it that Cyberpunk 2077 did. Maybe no game in history has ever been this hotly anticipated as this game once was, which is really saying something considering how quickly the fanfare died down following its release. This is a development hell tale as old as time. It was originally slated to come out in April 2020, only to be delayed three times until it was finally released in December 2021, at which point it was pushed out of the door due to executive meddling, just in time for a Christmas release window. The game released with a day one 58GB patch, but it's hard to say exactly what problems that massive patch actually fixed considering the state that it remained in. Issues with the AI, frame rate problems, the now infamous bugs, and a long list of promised features that were absent from the final release. Hopefully, the only good thing about the story of Cyberpunk 2077 is that it will finally teach people to stop pre-ordering. Now, we all know that CD Projekt Red have stated that they are committed to fixing this game, and you know what? It probably will be a brilliant one when it finally is fixed, but for those especially playing on the older models of consoles, you probably are going to have to wait for a long old while.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.